Ja, Noorwegen dus, het land van de vikingen.
Lekker kind vinden.
En nu het zeil gezien. Hey, hey, Wiki, Wiki, hey. Blijf ho-ho aan de bier. Na, 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 Wiki.
Land van het Noorderlicht. Zalm, niet te verwarren met Gerrit Zalm.
Heel mooie introductie van Noorwegen in een notendop, zoals jij het altijd zo mooi weet te verwoorden, of neem ik nu jouw tekst per ongeluk?
Noorwegen in een notendop, dames en heren. Arno.
Dankjewel, secretaris Adriaan. En onze gast, onze hoofdgast vanavond in de Spiegel, dit is Amund Shirley Sveen. Welkom. Is that a correct pronunciation, Amund Shirley Sveen?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good, but
should
be better.
Yeah, it should be better. Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Amund.
Amund?
Amund, yeah, that's good.
Amund.
Shirley.
Shirley.
Yeah, like the English Shirley.
Shirley.
Almost. Yeah.
Amund Shirley Sveen.
Yeah, very good. Very
that was it. Amund Shirley Sveen. Coming from Norway, playing tonight in the Spiegel tent at 9 o'clock. Er zijn nog kaarten en daar gaat u allemaal naartoe als hij gaat vertellen waar het over gaat. At 9 o'clock you play in the Spiegel tent. There's still
yes.
tickets, but it will be sold out. Don't you worry at all.
Excellent.
Norway is what you've seen. That's
yep.
For us, that's Norway.
That's Norway.
Is that pretty complete?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's,
yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing else to...
Vikings and Northern Lights. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fish, of course. The fish.
And the fish.
The fish.
So we've had a good,
absolutely.
Good impression.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you ever come to Holland before?
Once...
What is Holland for you, if you have to describe Holland in three?
You know, I've been here once before, and that was when 20 years ago. Interrail. You know what that is?
Interrail. Interrail.
I don't know if that exists anymore, but you know, you buy this... You know.
I'll ask the kids. Bestaat Interrail nog? Yes, it still exists.
And then, of course, Amsterdam was on the list where you would have to... You know. But the thing is, you know...
So Groningen is the first time?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I come from the far north of Norway, very top of Norway, where the Northern Lights is... by the Russian border, so...
Is that an excuse for not coming to Groningen?
No, it's talking about the distance.
Yeah, okay.
Because when we were interrailing here then, I remember we started in Norway, but there is no train line where I come from up north. So we had to take a bus first, and then we traveled. So after 29 hours, we had reached Copenhagen.
Breaking down the distances.
Yes.
That's what we like to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, so this is your premiere. The performance that you're going to do, Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
Is this the first time you play it in Holland?
Absolutely.
This is a Dutch premiere.
Absolutely.
Tonight at
it's
9
a
o'clock.
Great occasion to come.
You're not only a performer, you're a musician, you're a percussionist,
yep.
composer.
Yeah.
The Hill Sound of Freedom.
Sound.
Is about music?
It's about music and freedom.
Yeah. Well, good title.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it possible for us to get a little feeling? What is it about? Are you playing music all the time?
No, I'm mostly talking, actually.
It's a lecture.
It's a lecture and then a bit of music at the end, like the dessert. Yeah. No, it's a lecture about sound and about weapons as well.
About weapons.
About weapons and sound.
I've seen the Glockenspiel
yep.
that
yep.
you brought.
Yeah.
Ik heb zijn klokkenspel gezien.
Het is een klokkenspel.
Dit is van... that's made of...
Glocks. Glocks, that's where it's a glockenspiel.
Yeah, but it's not normal glocks.
No, it's... it's
bullets.
It's bullets.
But pretty big ones.
Shells, gun shells, yeah.
Ah, granaten.
Real gun shells.
Wow.
From the smallest gun to the biggest gun.
Can we hear it?
Absolutely. You
want to
hear it?
Yeah. You want to go on stage? We're going to listen to the glockenspiel from... Amund Shirley Sveen. Shirley. U gaat de stokjes pakken, want die heeft u natuurlijk nodig. Don't worry.
Is het een draaiboek, Arno?
Nee, maar het leek me zo leuk om eventjes... het staat niet in het draaiboek, geef het toe. Maar even de klokken spelen.
The big one?
Yeah, all of them.
Nice?
It's part of the show. Yeah, it's nice. Stand there. Since you're there anyway, can you just told that it's a lecture?
Yeah.
Can you give us a little example of the lecture? You need a microphone, of course.
I did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's. What are you going to do? Just from the beginning? So good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It'll work. Don't worry.
It's after the good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it's right after the good evening and welcome and happy to see you all.
All that. And then you start.
And then I start. And then I say, in large parts, we humans understand the world through sound. Together with vision, hearing is our most important sense. Sound is our bridge to reality. Or as Wikipedia puts it, a sound is used by many species for detecting danger, navigation, hunting, and communication. The atmosphere of the earth, water, and virtually any physical phenomena produces and is characterized by its unique sound, such as fire, rain, wind, and surf. Sound is also the base of human communication. So the first thing a baby does when it enters the world is to make sound. Later comes language.
The momentum of freedom in our world is unmistakable.
And before language is, of course, music. Research can tell us that humans are born musical. Babies prefer musical harmony and rhythm.
I love you, you love me.
Music is also linked with so-called survival-related stimuli. So, according to brain researchers, our brains behave in much the same way when we hear music as when we have food, when we have sex, and when we have drugs of abuse. So, with music, we are talking about the very essence of life. We are talking food, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Or, of course, food, sex, drugs, and Mozart. Music gives life meaning. Or as Friedrich Nietzsche put it, without music, life would be a mistake.
Without music, life would be a mistake. Thank you. I'm Shirley Swain. It's a pity that you weren't here yesterday. Yeah, we had about 20 deaf people over there. That would be fun. You're a mistake. Let's go to the chief cook.
Oh,
because you're our principal guest, and since you're from Norway and you had a 29-hour in the bus, and then you were in Copenhagen, so he's made something especially for you. It is vandaag niet Dennis Noller, dat hebt u begrepen. U weet nog wat u moet doen. In de tune staat Dennis Noller, en u weet zijn naam nog, Chris Beverwijk.
Tune. Komt ie.